Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 16th of June. Starting off with Barclay Energia, which was a stock to avoid until, March, but has bounced back quite nicely since then. We've got a neckline resistance situation roughly around the 17 pence area, which was in place from October. Old support on the way down around 15 pence, so we've managed to gap through that. And at least while we're above the initial June support around the 15 pence level, looking to a top of April 2019 price channel target as high as 35 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. Like the way that we gap through that old May peak. Next up, a stock for the shorting conspiracy, which seems to chase me every time I talk about this company. I don't know why. Cat and Eye Innovation. Just wanted to show current situation here. I've got a rising trend channel that you can draw from beginning of April. We had a meeting with that resistance line there from April as well, but I suppose at the moment the buy trigger would be a break of roughly 3.2 pence, which is where that April line is after the sort of the bull trap through 3 pence that we had last week. Positives also to note here are the higher lows, obviously above that gap higher we had in April. And also maybe the best part of this, the way that both the 20-day and 50-day moving averages are currently rising together. The next time they cross should be a golden cross, and that could be the trigger for a fresh move to the upside. But really, break of 3.2 pence would hopefully, on this occasion, causes shares to keep on going towards a retest of April resistance just shy of 10 pence. Currently the stop loss back below the intraday low of last week at 1.5 pence. A stock which was an unlikely winner quite recently, Canadian Overseas. We had a beautiful spike there from 0.006 to 0.2 pence, and that was roughly where we were hoping and expecting the stock to go. What's interesting at the moment, we look to be in a mid-move for consolidation for the share, so it's a mid-move flag, really, and could be a fresh attempt on the upside, possibly up towards that line of resistance that I've drawn from January, so beating the old peak from the earlier part of this month and hitting 0.3 pence over the next month or so. Stop loss at this stage, I suppose, back below 0.1 pence is about the nearest you can do. Ideally, there's no break back below the 20-day moving average at 0.12 pence in the meantime. Lots of people taking credit for the rally in Ektek, but it was spotted here amongst other places as it broke that resistance line from February and then the resistance, which was in the upper 0.2s as well. Current situation is that we're looking at a very sharp rally indeed, and possibly for the shares heading towards, let's say, a target up towards 1.2 pence at the top of that rising April trend channel that I've just drawn, maybe a bit more than that, in fact, and that could be hit over the next month or so. Stop loss here probably back below the 20-day moving average at 0.5 pence. That would be a good trading stop loss for the bulls after this latest breakout through 0.6 pence. Stock which I haven't looked at for ages, perhaps never on the Bulletin Board Heroes, is Renault. Here you can see that the stock looks like it's in recovery mode here. Back above support on the way down around the what's that, the 8 pence level. While we're above 8 pence, looking for a push towards the 200-day moving average at 15 pence over the next few weeks. Ideally, we're heading towards the top of a rising trend channel from last December at 21, 22 pence, especially while we hold above 8 pence on this particular stock. Stock which is also worth looking at in the at the moment as a potential bullish situation is Tissue Regenics. We had a good volume in the stock yesterday, and it looks effectively as though we've got a falling wedge breakout right at the bottom of the range, and so basically above the 20-day moving average, that's at 0.37. We're looking for at least a an attempt at getting back to the bottom of the May gap there at 0.55 to 0.6 pence over the next few weeks. So above 0.37, heading towards 0.6 there, as we have a sort of a double and triple bear trap rebound for this particular stock. Alien Metals is one which is also on the move from the lows at the moment. Here you can see that the shares have been bouncing along the bottom after the March bear trap that we had down towards 0.06 pence. Current situation is that we're in a sort of bullish mode or recovery mode while we remain above that broken April resistance line at 0.1 pence. Maybe you could have the stop loss at the 50-day line, 0.09. And if we can stay above that particular area, the initial target here up to 0.14 pence, which is the 200-day moving average. Velocis, I think, has pleased a lot of people with its recent rise, its latest rise. I just thought it's worth pointing out that having hit the initial target there at 8 pence, we have a chance of hitting that December resistance line projection up towards 14 pence. And that's valid while we hold above the bottom of today's gap at around the 7 pence area. Last stock of the day, last couple of stocks of the day. First is Vast, which again, a bit like Barclay Energy, has had quite a history, but things looking to be improving here. We've broken the negative flow for the shares, broken that resistance line there at the beginning of the month and the 50-day moving average at 0.17. Above the 50-day line, looking for at least a retest of the intraday resistance of June towards 0.28. Big target here up to 0.4 pence plus over the next couple of months. And as I said, especially while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 0.17 pence. Last stock of the day, I promise, is Zoltav. And here you can see that we've got this, we gapped up earlier this month, basically held that gap around the 27 pence area. And while we're holding above 27 pence, looking for further gains towards the top of that rising December trend channel at 51, 52 pence over the next month or so. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for a weekly close above the 200-day moving average at 35 pence before assuming higher prices. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.